Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding an oral Daf Tesvov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Hey. We're starting Daf Yudal and with base towards the bottom and the two dots. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Shua Shamati, it's a quote from the Mishnah. Rabbi Shua said that if you use the sap of the leaves or the tree, then there's no problem of Arla. But if you use the sap of the fruits, then there's a problem of Arla. Says the Gemara, Pedas, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shua, Shneim Omu Dover Echad. Meaning Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shua both said the same thing. Rabbi Shua is by us, and Rabbi Shimon is in a Mishnah in Maseches Shvi'is. What is it? Tamotani, we learned over there in Shvi'is. Rabbi Shimon Omer ain't the Kotov Shvi'is from Nesheinu Peri. Kotov is the sap. See, the sap doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'is because it's not a fruit. And as Rabbi Chaim points out, the Gemara understands, we talk about the sap that comes out of the leaves or of the tree. It doesn't have a din of Kedusha Shvi'is if it doesn't come out of the fruit. So l'chura, Rabbi Shimon by Shvi'is is like a Bishu over here about Arla. Says the Gemara in Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, Omer B'zeir Le Pradas, Kemod Atemer Tamon, Halocha Ki Rabbi Shimon, V'Halocha Halocha Ki Rabbi Shua. So you want to tell me that Halocha is going to be the same? We know here Halocha is like a Bishu. You want to tell me that there Halocha is like a Rabbi Shimon? Says the Gemara, Omer V'yoyno, V'dami Hi L'chol Dover, that's the Gius of Rabbi Chaim. Is this the exact comparison, Shemitah and Orla? Kotov, batel al yedei, again using Yosef Chaim, kotov, batel dei sirfoi, ilon hinu batel dei sirfoi. By Orla, the kotov, the sap, is batel to the tree, and the tree doesn't have din Orla, only the fruits, so the sap doesn't have din Orla. But by Shemitah, the sap does have Kedusha Shvi'is. Why? Oichle behemo kedusha shvi'is chol alem. Ein kedushas orla chol alem. When I have food of an animal, does that have kedusha shvi'is? The answer is yes, because the definition of kedusha shvi'is is anything which is hanaso biur shove. You enjoy it and consume it at the same time. Whatever you give to an animal is also being eaten and consumed at the same time. But orla, you need to have actual machal. So also by regarding the sap. The sap you consume and enjoy at the same time says Kedusha Shvi'is, even though the tree does not have Kedusha Shvi'is. So the Gemara says, don't compare Shemitah to Orla. Could be by Orla, sap is not part of the fruit, but by Shemitah, it has a din of a fruit and it has a Kedusha. Says the Gemara, we have another raya, it's not the same. Why? Reb Shua said, Shamati, I heard it from a previous generation. Reb Shimon was a generation after Reb Shua. He said on his own. If it's the same source, Rabbi Shimon should have said also Shemati, like Rabbi Shua said Shemati. You see, it's two different Shemus. Shemitah and Orla are two different things. So we learn, according to Rabbi Shua, that if you put cheese in the sap of the fruit, so it's also because you're enjoying the sap. Says the Gemara, Lama, Sorapri or Paginpri? Meaning, is the issue is that the sap itself is said to be a fruit. Or the sap is not the fruit. The sap comes out of a fruit, but you're benefiting from the fruit because you're taking the sap coming out of the fruit and you're benefiting from it. And you're not allowed to benefit from the fruit even indirectly. In Tamer, Sarapri, Osoken, Betrumo, Rabbi Chaim's Girso, is Osir. If you want to tell me this sarap is considered to be a fruit, so the same thing if I have sap coming out of a fruit of Trumo, I'm not allowed to use it for cheese because I'm not allowed to use the fruits of Trumo for your own benefit. And if a sap is fruit, it's Osir. But in Tamer, Pogin, Pri, but if you hold that the sap is not a fruit. The fruit is the actual fruit, is the actual pogim, the actual figs. The sap that comes out of it is only something which is indirectly, comes out for the fruit, and therefore by early now let enjoy because of the mice, you're enjoying the fruit indirectly. Asokam b'truma muter. So then b'truma, you could enjoy it. Why? Lama shaneres truma muteres. Aneres orla asura. You're not allowed to enjoy truma. You're not allowed to eat truma. You're not allowed to use truma. But to enjoy truma, and by not consuming it, you're allowed to. So here, if the fruit of Truma is intact, I'm just enjoying the sap, which is not a fruit, it should be fine. By Orla, I'm not going to enjoy anything that comes out of it. So I'm not going to enjoy the sap. So what is the sap? Is the sap a fruit? Or the sap is just something that you're enjoying indirectly, the fruit itself, and there will be enough community for Truma. The Gemara does not answer the question. The Mishnah goes on and says, the ankalkalos v'achartzonim, we talk about these things called ankalkalos. What does that mean? So Rav Zeir Rav Chad Rabbonon Shem Rav, they said, what is ankakalois? Anovim sheloku at sheloi viushlish. It's anovim that became bad before they reach a third of their growth. doesn't mean only before they got the shlish, even after they got the shlish, if they're not fully grown and they went bad, these are included in the ankalkolos, which the Mishnah is discussing. That's the lashon of these words, ankalkolos. What is ankalkolos? Anovim delaki tlaseyon. Grapes that got ruined when they reach a third. Meaning, araya, even after they reach a third, they still go under this category of ankalkolos. Says the Gemara, the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said, you're allowed to plant a yichur of orlo, meaning a branch of orlo, but you're not allowed to plant the eggers of orlo, an actual nut, the actual fruit, you're not allowed to plant. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, all of a nota mutter. But if you did plant the eggers, it's going to be mutter. Because after you plant the eggers in the ground, the eggers decomposes. You don't have the actual eggers afterwards. So therefore, you can benefit from the plant that comes out of it. Says the Gemara after Zvavund base, of our Vayirkiv Asur. Because what's the last part of the Mishnah? The Nalabi Markiv Bekafniyoy Shilarlo, which means to use dates which are unripe, you can do a kava, which means you can do a grafting, because you may come to use to enjoy the kafniyos, which are the fruits. So there, if one actually went and did it, it's Asur. By eggos, you're not allowed to plant the eggos. But if you did, because the egg is not here, it's mutter. But over here, if the chashash is going to come and enjoy the fruits, then if a person went and did it, it's going to be Asur. So explains it, says the Gemara, Goshel Orlo Shenotoy, V'chin Bitzav V'dezor Shenatzeh Zefroyach. So we're in the same case. You took the nut, the walnut that we're not supposed to enjoy, but actually went and planted. Similarly, someone took an egg of V'dezor, and the egg laid, the came a chick out of the egg. Habchagam Shem Rishayo Ispal Gun Chizkyo V'Kehano. Kehano, my Muteres, as we said before, because the actual thing that was there also, it's not here anymore. The egg is not here by Orlo, and the egg is not here anymore. Chizkiyo Amar Asura, on the end of the day, it's coming with Davar Asura, it's Asura. So, Adai did the Chizkiyo, Heich of Shar LeBeitzev Dezor Shenas Sefreyach. So, what he asks is really not only a question according to Chizkiyo, just in general, that how can it be an egg which is of Dezor? Because of Dezor is only something that you actually used. How did you make the egg of Dezor? Manon Kaim, what's the case? Im Beshechovso, if you broke it in Kanefreyach, there's no chick that came out of it. Maybe he brought it into the Avodah Zarah, into the place where the worship of the Zarah. As a chami, come see that someone who shtachav it to the egg doesn't make it asur because they didn't do anything with the egg itself. So see here, why should it be asur? He didn't do anything with the egg itself, he just brought it inside. So why did it become asur? What he did was, they needed a fence for the Zarah. He used the egg to complete the fence. So he's using the actual egg to do something for the Zohar. It's called Mishamcha or the Zohar. Kadenas the Gemara says, Beitzas Egdish and Asa Zefreach. You have an egg of Egdish, then the chick came out of it. So here of Kehan and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing. What's a machlekes? Kehan Omar Asura, it's Asur, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Teres. Now here it's considered to be Giduli Egdish, not the Egdish itself. It's something coming out of the Egdish. Shall have something called the Egdish is Asur or not? So here, if Kehana holds, even though Rav Dezor it's not, by Egdish it is Asur. B'yichet says, Mutter, the Gidul Egdish is Mutter. Omar of Zehir, Rav Yossi, Rav Yochanan no Amar Muteres. When Rav Yochanan said Muteres, of who poide oiso bizman zara? Rav Yochanan doesn't say it's completely Mutter. You need to go and redeem it for the value, its original value, when it used to be an egg. B'shat zara, the reason we're using these loshin, Zman Zaro, as Reb Chaim points out, is based on what we learned in Maseches Trumas, that says over there, regarding Giduli Egdish, that you have to redeem it, Zman Zaro, the way it was worth when it was planted. So here you're using the same Lashon, even though he's not planted over here, you go based on the original value, meaning this Efreach came out, you have to redeem, you have to give it the value of Egdish, but not the way it's worth right now, because this is already more than the Egdish you had. You have to give it the value that it was when it used to be an egg. They said name of Kehano, that you redeem it, as well, the way it was worth when it was small. Says the Gemara, 1 second, according to this, so what's the machlekes? They both say, Bizman Zaro. I mean, they both say you have to redeem it based on the original value. So Rav Chanina b'Shem Rav Pinchos metakanto. See, Rav Chanina b'Shem Rav Pinchos fixes it and says the following. Kehano amar asuro upo deoiso kamo shei. Rav Elkanah holds this asur not only the egg, but also the froyach. So he has to redeem it for the current value. Rabbi Yochanan Muteris, Rabbi Yochanan says that what grew from Hegdesh is not Hegdesh, but you still have to redeem it based on the original value. That's called Bizman Zara, the value of the egg. So that's the machlekes of Kana Rabbi Yochanan. Kana holds you have to give it its full value. Rabbi Yochanan says you give it only the value of its that it used to be originally when it used to be an egg. This is the end of the first parak Maseches Arlo, Hadra Lachanotea L'Sayig. And with this we conclude Yerushalmi Arlo Daftes Vav.